you guys hear what happened this
Love
morning
Talk
with
Radio.
And me and Keone.
Kings and morning, your favorite Block Talk Radio show. Kings and morning, your favorite Block Talk Radio show.
Good morning, Glam.
Kings and morning, your favorite Block Talk Radio show. Kings and morning, your favorite Block Talk Radio show.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J. King Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is J. King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. Good morning, Willie Zinn. With me are my co-hosts, Johnny Beckman. Oh. He is taking care of business every day. Johnny Beckman, Overdrive.
That's right, baby. You know what I want to say? It's a beautiful morning. Good morning.
C-T-E. C-T-E. Pretty trend drive. Dr. Dre with the high top fade.
What up, though? Good morning, everyone. It's about that time, y'all. Let's make you do what it do.
Brother Reverend Ali.
Talk too much, Jay Mute you. Sing a little song, Jay Mute you. Jay Mute me with brutality. So come on and call it C, so you can see. Oh, Jamie's me. Jamie's me. Jamie's me. I tell you, Jamie's me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yesterday at 7:03 p.m., I get a text message in a group text that also has Joseph Burnley, a.k.a. Yusef Kente, Jeff Carlin, good morning, T. Reed, John Beckman, Professor Keone, Reese Hopkins, and myself. Reese Hopkins sends the text at 7:03 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good morning, Ellison Reed. Good morning, Father Coates. Good morning, Sir Fisher. And it says, Jack Smith admits to misleading judge, case forced to go on indefinite hiatus. And then Keone send a message right after that. Good morning, Conrada. And he says, stop it, Bobby. Judge Cannon's incompetence, inexperience, and bias is the real reason for the current indefinite hiatus, not the right-wing propaganda shared on Epoch, because true facts does matter. What he meant was true facts do matter. But he said it does, and that's something that he'll have to work on. And then, so then Reese says, I will never stop. Eat that shit, homie. All the cases are crumbling. This is what all of y'all act for. Dan Abrams hasn't gotten a trial right in his career. So I said, good morning, cousin Lynn. I said, Reese. He's lost two major cases that he's appealed. How's that crumbling? And then Keone says, hey, all the cases are crumbling. What's your predictions again concerning the current criminal case that's taking place in the Manhattan courtroom? Will Trump be number one acquitted? Number two, will the charges be dismissed? Number three, will he be found guilty on all? Number four, will he be found guilty on some? You were wrong once. You said all those charges were going to be dismissed. Try again, Mr. Not-Know-It-All. Good morning, Midnight 1980. So then Keone comes in. Now, that was at 8:06. At 9:16, he said, "That's what I thought, Keone." And then at 4:33 in the goddamn morning, good morning, Lee Fletcher, when everybody is at least asleep, I'm just waking up because I have to start, go do my workout and everything, and I look at the market. But at 4:33 in the morning, this is what, there you niggas go with that know-it-all slur. If you think I know it all, and you counter everything I know by saying it's wrong, by definition, it means you know it all. It's called projection. You do it a lot. But I expect nothing close to logic out of the heads of basic, educated black men. I don't give two fucks. Now, when he said two fucks, he said T-O-O, because he only went to the ninth grade. It's T-W-O.
Ninth grade education.
That ninth grade motherfucker. He said, I don't give two fucks about being a know-it-all. I just know I know more than you. That irks your psyche. I like it. You want to one-up me, knock me down a peg. I know that's what you'll never bet me. You'll never bet me with ego. That is worth too much when I'm involved. We can also do an IQ test. Let's see how much I know it all. So then at 4:37, I said, Reese, let's be clear. I didn't call you a know-it-all. I am acutely aware you aren't even close to knowing that much, let alone it all. So then John Beckman at 4:40, sends the song, What a Beautiful Morning. What a Beautiful Morning by the Rascals. And then at 4:41, Reese says, Keone, did you wake up your dad? No one addressed you, Jay, not even by name. You feel some kind of way? It's all about you? I said, you specifically said, there you niggas go. Keone and I were the only two people who commented on your text. You should be here. So then Reese goes to a whole nother. Then he goes to another. So he goes to another. A whole nother thread, and he goes, "If you didn't call me a know-it-all, then it wasn't meant for you. You injected yourself." I said, "When you spoke in plural to the only two people who responded, you injected me." He said, that statement was generally speaking, and your knee-jerk reaction to reset it, so I must respond to showing up. Pull it up, please. I said, I believe you meant interjected. No, sir. You self-implicated. No, sir. Implicated. He said, implicated and implicated. I said, this is what you sent me. And then I sent him, there you niggas go with the know-it-all slur. If I think I know it all and you counter and blah, blah, blah. He said, I don't see your name here. Where is it? I would have said you and Jay if I wanted. You're looking for an argument. I thought that was my gig. Get your own hustle. I said, you didn't text implicated. You said injected. It's too early in the morning for you. Either someone is texting for you or you're sleep texting. Why did you start a new thread? This, by definition, is what triggered means. You're spinning, sir. And so then John Beckman says, now I'm really confused. Who's number 210? And then he said, Reese? Oh, okay. Reese. So then John Beckman said, oh, okay. Now if you all don't mind, I have to go crawl under my car and get my morning newspaper. So I said, Reese, you've started a whole new thread. with half of a conversation. Even Beckman recognizing your idiocy. I'm going to work to continue. I'm going to work. Continue with your misery morning. And he said, hey, where'd you go, son? He started this. Did you send him to his room so you can fight his battles again? He's never going to learn to you coddle him. I said, you're in a different thread, stupid. Don't play dumb. So then he said, I didn't know that. I'm on my tablet, Jay. I didn't know, fuckhead. I said, I think you're proving who the fuckhead is this morning. He said, yes, congratulations, you won. I said, I enjoy giving out fuckhead awards to self-educated idiots whose lives aren't very rewarding. So you are the perfect recipient. Off to my workout. So then we go back to this one where and Keone said, how can you not know, ugly? Just scroll up. Let me see. Yeah. Just scroll up and you'll see that you created an unnecessary thread. Come back to the old thread, dum-dum. You still haven't answered my original question from last night. Are you refusing to answer, or are you surrendering and acknowledging that your daddy, Trump, will be found guilty on multiple charges? So let me ask you the question with your options again. What's your predictions concerning the current criminal case that's taking place in the Manhattan courtroom? Will Trump, one, be acquitted, two, be charged and dismissed? Will he be found guilty on all, or will he be found guilty on some? You were wrong once. You said all the charges were going to be dismissed. Try again, Mr. Not Know All. The recess. Watch my show for that. Gotta get ready for WBEN. He only said, I won't be watching. You can share your expertise with the right group here. We have a forum so you can predict your idiotic thoughts. I don't have to go to another platform to hear your stupid takes. It won't be available to watch, and I don't care. So that's what I woke up to. Good morning, JoJo Red. That's what I woke up to this morning. So Reese and Keone, and Reese, he started on one thread. Beckman, did you understand that? I didn't understand any of that, why he would start on one thread and then go to a whole other one.
Well, no, that's why I asked, who's the 210 number? Because all of a sudden it came in a different thread. I was like, what's going on here?
John, let me ask you a question. If Donald Trump is found guilty in all these different courts on all these different counts, is it your belief that he's being railroaded, or would you take on the thought process that maybe Donald Trump had done some funky shit in his life?
I'm going to say half and half.
Jennifer Reese said because he didn't get none last night. Can you come on, Roby, just a little. Just let me sniff on it. I just want a little. For crying out loud, Jesus H. Christ, just a little. Just a little, please. Yeah, I think, you know, it can't be everything that is against him is, you know, just up against him. You know what I mean? Some of it has to be, you know, you can't be that you know, with that much money. This normally happens to people without money. People with as much money as Trump has, that have the ability to just have the ability to, you know, to buy whatever kind of defense they want. I don't believe that it's just, you know, and then you got too many people in the country that that still love Trump. I mean, too many powerful people that support Trump, and that's why, you know, it's a real possibility that he could be president again. So it can't just be everybody's dumping on Trump. Some of this stuff, you know, Donald Trump, you know, done for himself. I mean, if you guys go and you look at how many companies, Donald Trump started that went bankrupt. Let's find out how many businesses has Donald Trump started gone bankrupt? So I believe that six bankruptcies were the result of over-leveraged hotel and casino businesses in Atlantic City in New York, the Trump Taj Mahal 1991, the Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino 1992, Plaza Hotel 1992, Trump Castle Hotel and Casino 1992, Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts 2004, and Trump Entertainment Resorts 2009. And then he's had a total of 11 bankruptcies. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, the current front runner for the Republican presidential nomination, has come under fire for both the media and other candidates for his business record. Although Trump has never personally filed for bankruptcy, he's reportedly filed for bankruptcy at least four times. Trump responded to criticism, Chapter 11 bankruptcy, though he got four Chapter 11s. He's had Chapter 7 and Chapter 13s. Chapter 11 is most often used by business filing. So don't forget about all of, and all of the licensing. Good morning, Jeff Carlin. All of the licensing deals that didn't go well. So he's not this brilliant businessman that people try to make him out to be, but he's a billionaire. He's got
You got to give him credit for at least taking the risks. If you don't take a risk in business, you're not going to succeed.
Yeah, but I'm saying taking risk, you're right. But he's failed many times, so he's
but
not
all the risks
genius.
Is where all the fucking chopped 11s come from.
But what John Beckman is saying, and I agree, you know, he's got dreams and aspirations, and he goes for it. But the bottom line is, whether he goes for it or not, he's not a brilliant guy. He's not some brilliant guy. What he was fortunate. His father had a lot of money.
Yeah,
his family
exactly
had a lot of money. And he had the opportunity. Let me ask you a question, Dre. Why do you have a chip on your shoulder about Donald Trump? Because you seem to be mad at him.
No, I'm not mad at him at all.
I'm not mad at him.
I even voted for his ass.
You vote for him this time?
But like you said, he's not this brilliant-ass businessman like everybody say.
Are you voting for him this time around, too?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but don't forget, also, he's got a lot of great assets he still holds.
Good morning. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. Sorry for being late, guys. Because I got tied up at the office.
Who tied you up?
Some little badass kids. Don't worry about it. I got loose.
How'd you get loose?
Shit, I just wiggled and wiggled and wiggled until the ropes came loose, and I called the principal, and they caught the little badass kids that tied me up and locked me in the closet, so I'm good.
Why do you feel like I'm a single mother?
Because I'm
pretty, but you fuss too much. Oh, I guess you're going to be a single mother too, then. I ain't going to be no single mother like no more. What? Oh, what's wrong with being a single mother? Spice World up in here.
What am I listening to?
Okay, why do you think I'm a single mom? Because you work for free. I work for free. I work Monday through Friday, and how do you feel like I work for free?
This is broke.
All righty. Now, let's not leave now. Don't say that crazy. But why do you feel like I'm a single mom?
Because you don't be yourself.
How do you feel like I don't be myself?
It's not even a real weird.
I can wear a wig if I want to.
Yeah, you know what I'm with. You're like a grown man.
Good morning, SCBG. She said that without a wig, you look like a grown man. Don't be asking kids questions and shit. If you ask kids questions, they don't give you an answer. I'm going to let you guys hear something. This is Reese and John Beckman when they try to go on one of these. Yeah.
Why are you torturing us this morning, Jay? We don't want to hear all that shit. Let's get to the word of the day.
Serious girl, move your body close to mine. Come on, move your body. Come on, move your body. I stop and stare at you walking on the shore. I try to concentrate. Mine wants to explore, explore. The tropical scene of you takes me up above. And girl, when I look at you, oh, I fall in love. Most times you look so fine. Whoa, girl,
the hell is this bullshit?
Come on, just let me be with the woman I love.
Woman that I love.
Most times you're the only man. Whoa, cause I'll be like I can. Just let me.
That's Reese, John Beckman. Before they got on Kings in the Morning, they tried out for one of those singing shows. It didn't work out well. good morning, everybody. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. I got a lot of news, though. I do have some news. Watching the NBA and watching, you know, it looked like Denver was just toast. And they were done. Good morning, Willie. But Denver went to Minnesota and spanked them like they was baby kids. And now, good morning, Rita Marie. And you know, then the same thing happened to New York. New York went to Indiana. New York had a 2-0 lead and went to Indiana. And Indiana took care of business. So, and then them boys in Oklahoma, they're going to have to win one in Dallas. If they don't, Dallas beats them. Dallas, that's that man strength because it's more physical when you get in the playoffs. And them little boy bodies don't match up against the man bodies. And they're saying it for themselves.
Jay, let me ask you a quick question. Do you think it's better to have home field, quarter, or field in basketball or football?
And you can have home court advantage. You want it in all sports. In all sports. Not in one over the other. Today is Monday, May 13th, 2024. Good morning, J News 96. And I'm going to do the daily word. Brother Reverend Ali is going to do the word of the day. Good morning, Potter. Good morning, Dale Burney. I see you guys in the chat room. Carlotta said, that's some Samson stuff. Samson was touching my face last night. I asked him, why are you rubbing my face? He said, I'm just feeling your mustache and beard. Yeah, kids don't care. Kids don't care. You tell your mommy she looked like a man when she ain't got, you look like a man when you had that wig on. You know, free is the, F-R-E-E is the daily word. I am free in God. I may feel bound by the limitations of the world, by my personal story or family history, or by my own doubts and fears. At the level of spirit, however, I am eternally, gloriously free. As I root myself in spiritual awareness, I feel the regrets of the past and the constricting uncertainty of the future fall away. In the present, I am free to choose what to think and how to feel. Nothing and no one can make me think or feel a certain way. I meet life from a place of empowerment rooted in my oneness with God. Closing my eyes and breathing deeply, I repeat, I am free, and I let these words fill my awareness until my thoughts of limitation fade away. I am one with the presence and power of God, wondrously free. Today's Bible verse is John 8:13, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Brother Reverend Ali, what
Amen.
Is the word of the day?
OG, the word today is mold, spelled M-O-L-D. And the definition for mold is a hollow container used to give shape to molted or hot liquid materials such as wax or metal when it's cold, when it cools and hardens. Let me see if I can use that in a sentence. J. King has the ears of mold all the time. Mold.
Well, the reason why you don't even count is because everybody know you the ears of stone. And that you don't know what a hit record is.
Okay, Spongy.
Fungi.
You know, Ali, I wanted to do some interesting things this morning. I didn't want to just good morning, Mr. J.D. Henry. I didn't want to just – we are, of course, going to talk about some silly shit because I got some silly motherfuckers on the show. But I know you had a fascination with the hot dog for some odd reason. You have an attraction to the hot dog. So I wanted you to know where the hot dog got its name from.
Dale Bernie got an attraction to the hot dog, not me.
No, good morning. Good morning, Candace. You like talking about hot dogs. And you got the growth back. Despite originating in Germany, hot dogs are an essential American food. An estimated 7 billion hot dogs are served up each summer in the United States alone. And with so many sausages on the grill, the name for a food that doesn't involve any actual dogs has become completely mainstream. But where did it come from? Some food historians believe that early songs and jokes gave the wieners their name, suggesting that sausage meat came from dogs. But a more likely story is that German butchers named early American Frankfurters Dachshund sausages after the long and skinny dogs they resembled, which was eventually shortened to hot dogs. That's where the name hot dog came from.
They're called dachshunds.
I'm just telling you, I'm just reading you information, John. Sweetbreads. Beware the common confusion about sweetbreads. They're neither sugary nor baked. That's because sweetbreads aren't at all a pastry, but instead a type of offal organ meat. These small cutlets, actually the thymus and pancreas gland from calves or lambs. While sweetbreads may seem off-putting to some diners, they're known by many chefs to be exceptionally tender with a mild flavor, which could explain their misleading name. The first recorded mention of the British dish dates back to the 1500s, a time when bread, also written as B-R-E-D-E, was the word for roasted or grilled meats, in conjunction with being more delicate and flavorful than tougher cuts. The name sweetbread likely took hold. I've never heard a sweetbread, and I'm glad, because I don't want to eat the pancreas of an animal. He applied the wrong definition for mold. He is the eyes of stone, too. So you applied the wrong definition for mold. Stone ears.
I read the right one.
I applied the wrong definition. Snitchy Smurf, what was the right one? Snitchy.
He's stupid. Nikki is also a dummy, and she needs to mind her goddamn business.
And by the way, if you want some good sweet rolls for dinner rolls, get the King's Hawaiian bread. Delicious.
You're talking about sweet rolls.
I know what you were talking about.
No, sweet bread, not sweet rolls.
Well, same thing. Same thing.
No, it's not. The sweet roll, the sweet bread is the motherfucking pancreas of a lamb. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not eating that shit. I'm eating King's Hawaiian.
Where's the mute button?
Do you want the mute button?
Fred, you got here late, so shut the fuck up. You got here late.
Call him a whole bunch of motherfucking dummies, and that's why your dumbass is on mute.
I'm sorry,
come
I
on,
must have been muted.
No, I'm not muted. He let me go.
There's no berries.
Wow, Fred, have you had a rough morning this morning?
No,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah, you got tired to fuck up by your kids.
I sent the intended definition over to you, Larry.
You need to mind your business, nigga. That's why your whole body is molded.
I'm learning. You're reading for our learning. I'm saying you misapplied the definition because you called him fungi. I am writing my business because you shared it. The word of the day.
That's why your
don't
son
you want me
gave
to say
you
it correctly?
Molded candy for Mother's Day.
No, no.
Did you guys know there was such thing as Motherfucker Day?
Yeah. It's every day, right?
You called me that yesterday, Jay.
Good morning, Kat.
I like Motherfucker Day.
Well, all righty then.
There's really such thing as Motherfucker Day.
I didn't know that, but I like it.
Yeah, I wasn't aware. Morning, sister. So how do you celebrate Motherfucker Day?
Motherfucker Day. It's the third
Sunday. How can a girl motherfuck their mom?
Motherfuckers Day is the third Sunday in June, co-celebrated, but not to be confused with Father's Day, reserved for sperm donors, sometimes also called babies' daddies, who fail to recognize or acknowledge their offspring. Third Sunday in June, co-celebrated, but not to be confused, this Sunday. Mom, you know how you call the sperm donor a motherfucker? Can we get him a gift? Gift for what, son? For Motherfucker's Day. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a whole thing. That's a motherfucker.
You're going to hell.
No.
How come there's not a daddy fucker? Is there a daddy fucker?
Let me see if there's a daddy fucker day. Let me see, John.
Oh, there will be.
It would be Father Fucker.
Is
I mean, goddamn, if you're a gay man, you want to be a daddy fucker, don't you?
How did your
father?
How did your event go, Beckman, while he's going out?
The event went very well, except Roderick's son never showed up. I was expecting him. Last I heard, he was very excited about it.
You heard. That's why. Nothing. Let me stay out of that. I want my feelings today. Not my business. Not my concern.
It was successful.
Great. I'm sorry.
When is this Father's Day? There's a motherfucker right there. Happy Father's Day, motherfucker card.
I think there wouldn't be a father fucker day only because of where the term motherfucker came from.
Technically, all dads are motherfuckers, okay? Just so
wow.
Technically, Father's Day
all day.
Exactly.
Is motherfucker.
Have you ever, you ever got a
there's no,
that letter?
Good morning, John. No. That doesn't exist. There's no father fuckers. Father's fucker day, John.
There's
Would
a
you
letter.
Like to start
There's a letter being circulated, Jay, and it reads a little something like this. It says, hello, Dad, and happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, Dad. I've been wanting to write you this letter in reference to you never bought me anything, that motherfucker that you're taking care of, and those stepkids over there, that's not your kid, but you never bought me anything, and I'm sitting here at Christmas time looking across the street, if you help these motherfuckers, and you could put some more with this, but that's a little bit how it goes. You know, I'm not all that.
Okay.
Savvy.
There is a dumbass day.
Oh,
October.
Thank you, King Free.
October 19th is Kick a National Dumbass Day.
No, that's
my wife's birthday.
Well, that's
day.
A week
from
my birthday.
Day.
Yeah, let me write that down. What day is that?
So
October
19th.
October 19th. Wonderful. Thank you. Exactly. 7 days before.
Is there any other days that you guys would like to learn about?
Of course.
Is there a Reese Hopkins day?
Well, fuck it. Let's do your birthday. Let's do your birthday because mine's going to be fucked up. Let's see what you'll say about your day.
Good morning. I am Morgan Media. No, dumbass.
Why would your birthday
it's
be fucked
day,
up, friend?
Dumbass. You got to say what kind of day you want to find out about. Jeff Carlin wanted to know if there was a dumbass day. It's October 19th.
Day is the dumbass day.
If there's a fat ass day.
This motherfucker right here, Jack.
Motherfucker. Let me see if there's a fat ass day.
Just so you know, October 19th is the third Saturday of October. That's wonderful.
A fat ass day?
Fuck you. No, let me talk about the day king, the little
day.